Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, Bob and I start talking about something I really do enjoy and love, typewriters. We're discussing them in the context of connecting people, something that's at the top of our minds right now since there seems to be a lot of disconnection. Then we talk about something I don't like very much, cruise ships. Is it because they're disconnected from land that I don't like them? It could be. It very well could be. Enjoy.
Where is the love needed? Because here's the thing, that concept goes anywhere. You know, I joke about needing a bat signal for the disenfranchised in our community, but I feel like that something like your typewriter project, and I don't, you know, I would call it a love project. It's because it's really you bringing love through typewriters to other people, and it's like, where you all you have to do is just look out and see where is it needed most now and just bring it.
Well, I think it was Lindsay Taylor who came up with the name Fringe Feels. So I think that's who came up with the original name. And I think that's, you know,
Lindsay
that's
Taylor.
Part of it. Yeah.
Well, I did not see it all this year. Did you see her this
No,
year?
I didn't.
Was
I
she
didn't.
At the festival?
I don't know. I don't know.
She might be burnt out on festival.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, she was such a hard worker. She was there during our year, which I was very pleased about. That was so how did you feel about not actually having a show on the Fringe this year?
A little bit. I had mixed emotions. I liked that people came up to me that saw us last year and that felt good.
Yeah.
I liked that some people even had their little "You Belong Here"
it was amazing. I love seeing that.
Where they're waving it. In one case, she's like, it's one person was saying he has, you know, two, one from him and one from the person he brought. And one is in his car. So he always has that in his car.
Oh.
And I'm like, be careful, it might melt. But the person who I took the picture of, she had it in her, she had her Fringe purse. So she had all her stuff from last year still.
How interesting. She has a purse that she keeps from year to year.
Just for Fringe.
Just for Fringe.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I wondered, you know, because, geez, for them to keep it for a whole year, that's how. That's something, but I love
accessible.
That.
Yeah.
I love stumbling onto stuff too, that memorabilia that reminds me of good times that you've had in the past. I used to keep like concert stubs and stuff. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you still have concert stubs?
I got
stubs?
Some football tickets, some concert stubs. I have the ticket from 1997's Titanic that I had as the bullseye for my dartboard with all the holes in it still.
Wow.
Yeah. Hated that movie.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why?
Did not like it.
Because you hate love?
Let's go. B, what do you think? Second reason.
You hate old people who drop jewelry.
Yep. C.
Okay. You can't stand Billy Zane. You really find him obnoxious.
Everything with Billy Zane in it, right out the door. If Billy Zane is in, I'm out.
And the thwip in Leonardo DiCaprio's hair.
Oh, too much.
Okay.
Too much.
Was there
it would
something
hurt
else?
Somebody.
Oh, you know, not that big fan of boats either.
Yeah, no, I hate boats.
Okay, so
that was the top five.
It's not your movie.
Like, I could go into some more detail, but you hit those top five. You know me very well.
Okay, but this is a curative movie. You need to know this because when we were in Peru, it sounds like a country name dropping, right? But we had just come out of Machu Picchu. Oh, that's a site name dropping. And my son got very sick. His stomach got very sick to the point where he couldn't go out to dinner with us the last night that we were in Lima, Peru. And so so we all go out to dinner, leaving him very sick. The only thing that he could watch on TV was the Titanic. And he watched it and actually felt like it was a pretty good movie, which for Sam to say it was a pretty good movie, because he's very discerning in the stuff that he watches. I consider it to be curative because his belly was better when we got back. Not perfect, but better. We got
but,
a lot of
I
us
mean,
got
he
sick.
Was also mildly hallucinating and, you know, most of the time in the bathroom. So
hey,
the 18 minutes he saw of the 14-hour movie.
So you really don't like that movie?
No,
that's,
definitely
that's okay. Yeah. There were parts of it that I really did like. I mean, and I liked the romance of it, and I liked the adventure. But I'm an idiot in that I don't like sad endings in movies. I do not like sad endings in movies. And what I hate worse than sad endings in movies is being fooled into thinking it's a happy ending. Like Terms of Endearment, that was called, and I'll quote, the feel good movie of the year.
Ooh.
Okay,
it must have been a really crappy year.
Well, I loved the movie.
Yeah.
But the movie crushed me, and I got angry about it. Now, I mean, I say I'm an idiot because Titanic, it's called Titanic, right? I mean, it's like,
you know,
we pretty much know how it's going to end. Yet they fooled me the first 3 hours of the movie into feeling the romance of it. And, you know, that this is an epic romance. And this is so beautiful that these two souls have found each other. And this is so good that she's escaping this cloistered life. And he's finally realized that he's found the person of his dreams. And it's the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I got to watch the second half knowing. It's like, once the boat starts to tilt, I'm like going, oh, by the way, I'm sorry about the spoiler there on that one. But once the boat starts to tilt.
The 125-year-old, 15-year-old spoiler for what happened on the Titanic.
Oh, is that how long ago it happened?
I think so. Like the 13, 1912. Mm.
I have to tell you, I heard a story on NPR today, too, about a Carnival cruise ship that stared into a storm out of perfectly sunny waters, mm-hmm. knowing that the storm was there, and they almost loaded people into lifeboats in 40-foot waves. And I thought to myself, I don't need to go on a cruise, really. I think I'm good.
So maybe you're coming to my way of thinking on the Titanic, the movie.
Have you ever taken a cruise? Have you ever been on a cruise?
When I was a kid.
Did you like it?
Eh.
I don't know. I mean, it's like,
I mean, it's interesting to be a kid and be given like, go away, just explore this random place since we can't lose you since you're on a boat. And it's like, oh, well, not really, but okay.
Yeah. We should go on a cruise for your 50th birthday.
So you could lose me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll lose you like in Nassau, Bahamas. Just lose you. See?
Not on the boat though.
No, we have to get off the boat to really lose you. I'd find you. Oh, we could have an epic game of hide and seek on the boat.
On the boat.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. 2 days later, we find your skeleton.
We'll find you. Yeah, I've heard that before.
I can't guarantee that I would find Nick if he were hiding on a cruise ship. I mean, those things are huge and complicated structures. And Nick is super clever and a contortionist. I might walk right by him while he's twisted into the center of a folded deck chair. So no, I can't guarantee I find him, but I would look for him for a good long time before retiring to my room with a cocktail and a good book. I'm not saying I would stop caring about Nick at this point, only that I would stop looking for Nick at this point. There's a difference. That wraps up this podcast, my friends. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Dose. We'll catch you next time.